Blog Talk Radio.
Davis? Yeah, buddy. We're back again. Yeah, I know, right? What is this show again? Damn it, Beavis, don't you get it? It's that show about dumbass computer nerd wrestling fans. Something like that. Whoa. I remember now, Bloodhead. This show that like makes fun of the dumbass internet people. Look, we have a caller. Tell her to wait a minute, Beavis. We gotta do the intro first. You're gonna have to wait. We'll get to you in a second. Yeah. What does this button say? What is? Ooh, check out all the music. What is this? A key, brecky. I don't know. Let's just hit it and check it out. That's not gonna work. Screw it. Yeah, I know, buddy. I'm not even gonna hit you this time. Yeah, yeah. I'm tired of you hitting me. Ah! Bunghole. Dumbass. Man, this is, full of a lot of, music. Well, anyway, I guess this, we should just, do the show now. Or, yeah, actually, it's Chris's show. It's, ladies and gentlemen, WFSO presents The Smarts List with Chris S. Fleming.
Welcome to
the Smarks List with your host, Chris S. Fleming. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's me. I'm sorry. Did you think I was somebody else? Who fucking cares? How's everybody doing tonight? We are now less than 3 days away from the Showcase of the Immortals. I am talking about the show of all shows, the creme de la creme, the Magna Carta, the Holy Grail. I am talking about WrestleMania, the 30th anniversary, bitches. Are you excited? You better be excited. Because if you're not, then you must be smoking some serious weed. Anyway, tonight's edition will be 1 hour, of course. And we will have some special guests. And one in particular who I had last week, if he decides he's still going to call in. And just hang on. I think one of those special guests happens to be in the queue right now. Let me enter this phone call. Caller, you are on the Smarts List.
Talking to me?
No, I'm talking to some goddamn wall.
Well, excuse me. I didn't know who you were talking about.
Of course. She never does.
Yeah, whatever.
So how did everybody like the intro tonight? Wasn't that awesome? I mean, this song to this day still gives me goosebumps.
Yes, it does. And I didn't realize it was that long either.
Oh, yes. It's 3 minutes long. It's the full tune. I mean, who likes goosebumps? You love goosebumps? I love goosebumps. Do you like goosebumps? I like goosebumps.
Yeah.
I think goosebumps are cool. Goosebumps feel funny. I mean, you want some goosebumps right now? Here, I'll give you some goosebumps. How you like that?
Okay.
So, how's everybody doing tonight? Let's go ahead and get the show on the road. Shit.
You can't even talk right.
Fuck off. Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I was listening to Steve Austin's Unleashed show today, and...
Oh, that's right. She has some information to share with us, people.
What was that?
I said she has some information on Steve Austin to share with us, people.
Anyways, I phone call that someone asked him what would happen if WWE had a show that was PG and then had a show that was Unleashed. He said that the Unleashed would have higher ratings than the PG show. So what do you think?
I think that he, 9 times out of 10, just said that to get the internet fans just in their pants.
Yeah, probably so.
Because most wrestlers nowadays will do that. They will jerk you around and not even care. Hell, I will jerk you around and not even care. You know why? Simply because I can. Because I want to, and because I know I can get under your skin. This is why I do this show every week, people. I can get under your skin like nobody else can get under your skin. To get under somebody's skin means that you control their mind, body, and soul, and even get in their sleep at night. You affect their dreams. You affect their way of thinking, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they do every little thing that they do in their everyday lives. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Yeah, oh, you guys didn't get that? Let me borrow something from John Cena. Oh, you didn't get that? Let me rewind it for you. I said it allows you to get into their mind, body, and souls and control every little thing that they do every single day of their life. I probably just didn't say the same thing that I said a few seconds ago, but I don't care. It's my show. I can do whatever the hell I want, so fuck off. And, as a matter of fact, the nice girl on the other side of this page, I mean phone line, did not properly introduce herself. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell the people who you are?
All right. Hi. I'm Rainey, And Chris lets me come on the show and sometimes argue with him, but I always win.
Of course, she's bullshitting. But anyway, why don't we just take this time to take a small break? And, well, right before we go to the break, do you have anything else that you would like to discuss on tonight's show? Just if you have anything that you want to talk about, Rainey, just let them know how excited you are for WrestleMania. And if there's anything you want to talk about, throw it out there now just to give the people of a little preview of what they're going to get tonight. We have a whole hour. Let's do it.
Of course I'm excited for WrestleMania. Who isn't? Are you?
If I wasn't, I would be on crack. Lord knows I am excited for WrestleMania, if you will. If you will. Yes, I said, Mama, I am excited for WrestleMania. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, knows that this is the showcase of the immortals, if you will. It is the height of all heights, the star
okay.
of all stars. Yes, I don't care. I'm going to keep talking, if you will. Now go ahead and say what you're saying, Mama.
All right. I also read on a fan page earlier, like maybe 30 minutes ago, that someone was saying that they hope that Punk, hold on a minute. Where was I going with this? Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be at WrestleMania because they're going to try to build up a match between him and CM Punk for WrestleMania 31, just like they did with The Rock versus Cena. What do you think about that?
Well, the only thing I can say is that we will just have to wait and see. But in the meantime, people, we will comment more on that in a few moments. We are going to go to a break, and we will come back with whatever I say we're going to come back to because it's my show, and we're going to do whatever the hell we want. In the meantime, enjoy this nice little tune, and don't get addicted to heroin or cocaine or whatever the fuck my boy is saying in the song. Anyway, we will be right back on this episode of The Smarks List on Blog Talk Radio on the WFSO Radio Network.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. I don't wanna ever come down off this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. Off you. I don't wanna ever come down. you got me hopped up on that. Since you came around, I've been living a different life, and I don't want to come down for this love I got on high. Now people call me a user, but I want you to go on and use me too. Nothing else would do. All I want is you, babe.
Welcome back to another groundbreaking episode of The Smarts List. I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, here with Miss Raindrop.
Are you through singing?
Shut up. Anyway, let's get back to business. We have a caller. Caller, you are on The Smarts List. How are you?
Hello?
I said you are on The Smarts List. Please tell the people who you are.
For those who don't know, my name is Clinton Yuba. I'm from Los Angeles.
All righty.
Hello?
This is Clinton Yuba from Los Angeles People. And if you don't know him, he was on the show last week. He proposed to come back a second week because he had some, quote, unfinished business to take care of. So, anyway, I'm going to let him handle his unfinished business. And I'm just going to stop right here and just let him say what he needs to say. And then people can comment on it. So, Clinton, the floor is yours. Say what you have to say.
Okay. Yes. There's been a bit of friction and controversy between you and Hazel and myself. So, and it needs to be addressed. It needs to be let out. So, I'm just gonna let you and Hazel go ahead and apologize to me.
Hazel, are you listening? Why don't you call in and then we can give this guy the best apology he has ever received. But in order to do that, you guys must call in. And I think Archrell should probably call in too, because I think he owes him. I guess you think that he owes you a bit of an apology too. So we're going to have him call in too, and we can all apologize at one time. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good. Because you hurt my feelings last week. You were very rude to me. You wouldn't let you criticize me for speaking my mind. You disrespect me just because I don't like John Cena and because I'm a fan of The Rock. All right, you guys are angry at me just because I like professional wrestling and not sports entertainment. I don't like that stuff being forced down my throat.
All right. Well, Arthur Jones, Hazel Flint, if you guys are listening, this is your time to call in. We are taking the calls right now. And we will sit here. Oh, we got a caller. Caller, you are on. Please state who you are.
It's the owner of WFSO and the person who apparently has to apologize to Clinton.
All righty. This is Hazel.
It is indeed. Oh. So I'm actually kind of wondering why I have to apologize to Clinton when he actually accused me of, one, being on my period, which, as I pointed out last week, I wasn't, but to watch his back this week because I am. Two, the fact that he insulted me, WFSO, and everything we've worked for publicly and privately, including talking to people privately on Facebook, who actually then sent me copies of certain messages that he said, calling me a fat bitch, to which he needs to apologize to.
Is this true, Clinton?
So I don't. I honestly don't feel I have anything to apologize for. If you come on to something, a company that I run, and you insult it, I'm going to back it up. You come on and insult the man I'm engaged to and who I'm marrying this December, I'm going to back him up. You insult me, God help you. He's just lucky he didn't bring any of my kids into it, because I would have hunted him down and ripped his head off. Now, I'm being pretty calm tonight, but I don't feel like I owe him an apology at all. The only person I owe an apology to, in my opinion, is to you, Chris, because I came on your show, turned completely out of character for me, or as AJ might say, didn't turn out of character, because he sent me when I snap on people who insult like things I give a damn about. But if I owe an apology to anyone, it's to you, Chris, and as you already know, I've apologized to you for that. But I don't owe an apology to Clinton. I'm waiting for my apology from him, to be perfectly honest, for the insults and the nasty things that he has said.
Indeed. And as I have said, Ms. Hazel, I have absolutely nothing against what you did last week. It was not with me. I was not the one that was pushing your buttons.
Right.
And
but I felt I disrespected you by coming onto your show and, acting out
not.
Of sorts.
It's all good. Absolutely not. I didn't see it that way at all. I know. I appreciate you for caring, but I'm just letting you know it wasn't like that at all. I understood where you were coming from, and I've been there so many times. And like I said, it is WrestleMania season, and this really is not the time to be in a extremely angry mood. This is the biggest time.
On top of that, for those who don't know, when mine AJ's son died, I started my own company called Matt Is Memory, which is my main focus of all my energy. You know, I run fundraisers to raise money for local hospitals to help families who lose kids at childbirth like we do. I printed up this week like 65 proof of life certificates for families who don't receive birth certificates, which you don't, when your child is stillborn. You know, that's where my focus of my energy is. My focus isn't on listening to little children insult me and insult AJ and insult the company that we've worked hard to set up. I've got priorities. I've got families who, and AJ will attest to this, I've got families who contact me 24/7 asking for help because their child has died, not knowing where to turn to. I'm going to school in July to, assist people. It's called a bereavement doula, which basically means that I'm called in when somebody's child is expected to die at birth or who already has died that is about to be delivered. I'm going to school for that. I don't have time to deal with Clinton's little antics because, to quote what he said about me, he's on his period, And if he wants an apology, it's going to be a cold day in hell before that comes on, because I feel I don't owe him an apology. To me, it's the other way around. I've seen all of his posts, as I said. I've seen the messages where he can't keep his mouth shut. And he's just damn lucky he's back in the WSSO group, because I actually was the one who kicked him out and banned him. And the other moderators actually asked if we could let him back in to give him a second chance. Because to be honest, I don't have time for it. As you said, this is the week before WrestleMania. This is the time to be reflecting on those who are going into the Hall of Fame and the matches that they have done and the passion that they've invoked and the reason they're in the Hall of Fame. This is the time where we sit down and work out how many more years are we going to see The Undertaker get in that ring and blow the roof off the building. you know, this is the week when we discuss Triple H and, you know, how much head Stephanie must be giving him in order for him to be getting the promos and stuff he's getting. You know, we shouldn't be discussing, you know, small-minded people who just aren't interested in anything except for themselves.
If anything, we should be making fun of those people because that's part of what the show is actually about. I mean, it's called the Smarks List.
Right.
I'm sorry, Clinton, did you say something?
Yes, I have something to say.
Go right ahead.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay. First of all, let me click on the key. I never, ever, ever called you a fat bitch. I never called you that. That is a lie.
Mhm.
All right.
And I did tell you last week that the way that you acted was. I don't know if I did tell you this last week, but I'm telling you this now. The way you acted last week was not only an embarrassment for me, but is an embarrassment for wrestling fans and an embarrassment for the wrestling business in general. If anything, the reason why people look down on wrestling fans is because of the way most fans have their attitudes. Fuck, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The attitude that most fans have, which is the attitude that you possess. And that is the attitude of lopsided, blind hatred, does what he wants, ignores blatant facts, truth, and reality, doesn't know how to state a logical opinion, and when he thinks he's stating a logical opinion, he does not have the facts to back it up, which does not make it logical. And, yeah, you guys get the message. Randy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You did not get a word in last week. Would you like to say anything to him? Because I know you had something that you wanted to say. We talked about it. So go ahead and say what you want to say, if there's anything that you would like to say.
No, that's fine.
Come on. You know you want to say something.
Yeah,
I mean, you are a wrestling fan. You are a wrestling fan, too. So that basically, like I said, Clinton, we're nice. Nobody out here. What?
You guys don't respect my opinion. That's the problem. Just because I don't like John Cena anymore, you guys all want to hound on me and treat me like every kind of criminal.
Clinton, the reasons in my opinion,
I'm a victim here.
Are just seems like what a smirk was saying.
I told you, Clinton, during the conversation last week. If you are going to have an opinion about the wrestling business or something about the wrestling business, number one, you got to be unbiased, which you have not been. Number two, you cannot hide behind freedom of speech, which is basically what you're saying when you say respect my opinion. And number three, you got to have logical facts and reality and thinking to back it up, which you have not displayed at all. Do you know what the word logical means? Do you know what the word logical means? It does not mean talk out of your ass.
It means to make sense. Now you're going to insult me?
That was not an insult.
Yes,
that was not an insult. If I wanted to insult you, I would just call you a fat little shit, which you are not. That was not an insult. So do not take it like that.
Whatever.
No.
You're saying I don't back up what I say? That's a lie. All right. You said that I'm biased. That's totally not a lie. I mean, that's totally a lie. All right.
Well, that's the first truthful thing that you spoke. What you said first, but
I'm not biased. All right. They're just certain things that I don't like. John Cena is one of them. He's just boring. All right.
I'm going to tell you right now, Clinton. If Daniel Bryan knew you, he would hate you. I'm not even going to lie. He would seriously hate you. If I brought up the conversation last week that we had over internet radio and I had him listen to it, if I tweeted him and for some reason he came across it and decided he was going to listen to it and he heard the things that you were saying and the way you were presenting your opinions, he would think you're a fucking retard. And this is a guy that you say you respect?
Yeah, I mean, respect Daniel Bryan because he's a real wrestler. He's not sports entertainer. He's a real wrestler. He's true to the game.
Even he would come up to you and say, "What is real wrestling?" 92% of wrestlers, when you say that to them, will say, "The only real wrestling that we have are the Olympics and high school wrestling teams." That's the only real wrestling that is left.
PWG, that's on.
What?
Unscripted, uncensored, loose cannon wrestling.
No. And as a matter of fact, there is somebody that I said should be on the show. Let me see if I can get him to call in if he wants to. And Artrell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Talk to him right quick while I look this guy up. See if I can.
Okay, you talk about you have you're unbiased.
Yes, I'm unbiased. I'll prove it to you.
Know what? I'm sorry, but I think you are. But first, you like the person, then you hate the person because of what he has to do in the business.
Kiss, you know, sucking up to McMahon, kissing McMahon's ass.
You know what? Every job you have to do what your boss says.
I know that.
Because you're getting paid for it.
I have to do what my boss says, even though I don't necessarily like my boss.
Right, but the thing is like we can't. It's just like we can't just be like, "Oh, man, my boss or whatever." And right now, you know, it's hard to like look for jobs and all that stuff. So when you get a job, you have to do what you can to keep it.
I know that, but it doesn't mean you have to be a total mindless ass kisser. Like you don't have to be an ass kisser. That's all I'm saying. Keep your dignity.
But who said he was an ass kisser?
Come on.
If you say CM Punk, I swear to God, I will bring
something
up.
I swear, if you say CM Punk, dude, I swear, man. We are
both CM Punk.
All right, okay.
Don't be tools, okay? Don't be tools.
Ain't nobody tools. You going on what people say. Don't you know half of the stuff in wrestling, like, you know, they come up with themselves and they base on their opinion, not just what the real opinion is?
It's called a preemptive strike, Clinton. We're just letting you know right now.
Whatever.
Now, you keep on going.
All right, here's the thing.
Hold on.
Hang on. We have a phone call.
I'm getting gracious.
Carl,
it's
you
just
are
me.
On
it's just Hazel on a different phone line.
Oh, okay.
Because AJ's got one phone, I got the other, so.
Hazel, let me clear something up with you. I never called you a bitch. All right, that is a lie. Someone's trying to make me look bad.
Well, the other thing I want to know from you, Clinton, is it seems funny. It's you and there was one other person, and I can't remember the dude's name, who every time, you know, something's brought up to do with WFSL, you pull Brianna out of your asses and always mention her. When the fact is, the reason why Brianna was fired from WFSO was because she called AJ a certain N-word that you guys call each other, which to me is totally inappropriate. And I won't put up with that. That's why she was fired. I have nothing against Brianna. Brianna actually is a phenomenal makeup artist and could have gone so far in the wrestling business with her makeup artistry and also in regards to her design skills of putting clothing and stuff together, and I told her that repeatedly. But you, and it was Gabriel, whatever his name was, you know, when you've got a beef with us, you guys pull Brianna out of your asses and she has nothing to do with it. The reason I've got an issue with you, Clinton, is because you take something that me and AJ have worked damn hard on, and instead of coming to us and, like, I can honestly say, me and AJ have arguments over wrestling. They don't turn into name-calling. They don't turn into belittling each other. Because We have difference of opinion. I don't expect anybody to like the same wrestlers I like for the same reasons. I don't expect anybody to dislike the wrestlers I like for the same reasons. But if all you can come up with is like, well, I don't like this person because kids like him.
Or
he's okay.
called an ass kisser, which we don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
You know,
you really
you've got
don't.
To come up with
yeah,
more
that's
reasons
no way you're finding
that.
Out. And you have absolutely no way of finding out these things because you have no sources. The only source, the so-called source that you have is the Internet, and that is not a reliable source, not only for professional wrestling, but for music, for acting, for movies, for anybody that has a camera in front of their face 24/7 where it's being chased down by the paparazzi. The media will make up
Hello?
Anything.
Hello?
Here we are.
What does Brianna have to do with this? I never even brought her up.
Yes, you did. On the statement you put on the WFSO group and also the statement you put on your status last Thursday evening, you mentioned her by name. AJ, go back to the page and find it, or I will.
But I'm going to answer the question why Brianna is, well, not just that Hazel has said why Brianna is no longer with the group. It's because, like, when I try to point out the facts and try to tell her the truth, she couldn't handle it.
Same as you, Clinton.
Excuse me? I believe you got it backwards. I believe it's you who cannot handle the truth.
No,
right?
No,
you
no, no,
hear what
no,
you want
Clinton.
To hear.
No, no, no.
No. Most people like that act like that, Clinton, surround themselves with a bunch of yes people.
Mm-hmm.
We are not yes people. I'm not a yes man.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes man to some people, but I think none of us are yes men or yes women or anything like that.
I am not a yes man. Trust me. I think for myself, all right? I'll march to the beat of my own drum.
You think for yourself.
I doubt that at the moment.
Yes, I think for myself. If I speak for myself, I ain't no tool.
You're not a tool.
No,
if you're
no,
not
no,
a tool, then why are you so emotionally invested in what the WWE is doing right now?
Pardon me?
Why are you so emotionally invested into what the WWE is doing right now?
What the WWE is doing, I couldn't care less.
Right. Then
no,
why are you getting so bent out of shape, and why are you name-calling all of us lot, and why are you demanding things and everything? Clinton, you are the biggest mark there is, and, you know, there's a reason you're on the Smarks List show right now, because you are one. You think you know it all when you don't. Heck, I've been around this business for, like, best part of 32 years, and I don't even know half of what's out there, and I'm the first to admit it. But what I won't do is I won't come after people and belittle them and try and make them feel like crap because their views don't meet mine. I know people hate how Jeff Hardy's character is now Willow and all this lot. In fact, personally, I think it's what TNA has decided to do with that is just bullshit. There's lots of wrestlers who I dislike. But the fact of it is, Clinton, until you started insulting me, AJ, and Chris, I would have gladly had a really nice laid-back discussion with you. But, you know, you can't do that. You resort to name-calling. You resort to insults. Personally, you know, if I want to be insulted or anything, I'll go in downtown Milwaukee and say the Badgers suck because right now I will get insulted and slammed. If I want to have an argument with a teenager, I'll tell my son he's grounded and actually have a better argument with a 13-year-old than I'm doing with somebody who's supposed to be a grown man. You know, the fact of it is, Clinton, until you can grow up and be a man and come at people with a decent view, you're going to get laughed at, mocked about, and made a joke of because people aren't going to take you seriously. And that's the sad part of it.
Yeah, especially if you're being biased and not have an open mind about everything that's going on, especially what's going on in the wrestling business. When it comes to the wrestling business, you do have to have an open mind. It's like, I can't stand Triple H. at the worst, but I respect what he does for the business.
I've never seen Arterio come out once and say, oh, Triple H is a big, fat, big-nose asshole who does nothing but buries talent and holds people back and does this and does that as an asshole, and he can't, and he's only where he is because he married to the boss's daughter and all that shit. That's shit that most internet fans say, Clinton. And how do
can
we
I
know
say
what Triple H is?
Can I say something to you? Can I say something to you? All y'all, all right? I'm,
well, okay.
I am so sick of this. I am so tired of this. I'm so tired of you guys making fun of me. All you guys do is disrespect me. You hurt my feelings. You guys use name calling. I mean, is that
Clinton.
What you resort to, name calling? Where are you, a bunch of fucking children?
Clinton.
All right? Put me in.
Clinton.
Wait. Who the one started with the name calling?
Y'all started it. You started it.
Clinton. No, Clinton, you
started
it when you called me out and said, what, is she on her period? Because you got no better comeback. When you start calling people children, oh, you're a little kid, you're a baby, you're a little child and everything. I'll admit, I was one of the first ones to jump out of character and call you names. I called you a prick. I called you a dickhead. And I could think of about 1,000 more names than I could say in a couple of languages as well, if you really want to get technical. But you want to keep acting like this? Go right ahead. Just remember, there's people who come back to us and tell us everything you say about us behind our backs. So before you sit there and deny anything and keep on denying it, just remember, Clinton, No one believes you. People make fun of you time and time again because of this is exactly how you act. And as I pointed out last week, it was me and Arturo who came and backed you up. You know what?
Clinton, you better stop. You're pushing buttons.
No, y'all started it.
Grow the fuck up. You are nothing but a child, and you want to go blah, 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 blah. That's all we hear from you. Go fuck yourself. Have a good life.
Excuses for everything. You always make excuses for everything. All right?
Dude, I didn't hear all
that. What's the problem with me? I'm the victim here.
By the way, my best friend Mike Sanchez, who is friends with my favorite band, Daughtry, is listening. I want to give him a shout-out, and you see what I have to deal with 24/7, Mike. I hope you're liking this, and you're laughing. And if you can, please share it with your Twitter followers and share it with anybody else that you know, because I know you know a lot of wrestling fans. Thank you. Anyway, back to the show. Now, what were we saying, Artrell?
I know we're going to come up with a logo for you pretty soon, so that's for one. And I just said, like, I didn't hear all the conversation, so
yeah.
I don't know what was said.
Well, what had happened was Clinton started going blah, 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 Clinton.
Really? That's what immature people do.
Clinton, you are proving our point. Like, do you see what you are doing? You are proving
us right. I'm proving the point of you. You start acting like a bunch of jerks and a bunch of jackasses making fun of people. Is this what you promote, bullying?
Clinton.
You guys are a bunch of fucking hypocrites.
Oh, my God.
I meet 75 people like you a day, all right? I have them all on my Facebook. You have any idea how many people on my Facebook can't stand me? You know, because I say what needs to be said.
I'm blaming them because you're – all right. Why? Because you're a tool.
The only thing I got to say to them is
welcome to – whether you want men or not, you are just a tool. You are nothing but a puppet. All right? You're going to keep pouring money into the WWE. And that's fine. Go ahead. That's not on you, man.
Clinton, I bet it wasn't that too long ago that you just recently went to a WWE show. I'm willing to bet that. I bet you went to a WWE show not long ago. I bet you went to a WWE show not long ago.
Actually, nah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And you see what happens. I'm a prime example of what happens when you don't act like a wannabe know-it-all smart mark. The WWE will ask you to do things with them.
Okay.
That's how they reward the real fans. All the people that I stood with Daniel Bryan, doing the whole Occupy Raw thing, they were nothing but huge marks. And I'm not talking about smart marks. I'm talking about real marks, the true wrestling fans, the ones who suspend disbelief or will at least suspend disbelief.
I am a true wrestling fan, all right? I love it. I live it. I breathe it.
If you wouldn't, you would be criticizing what WWE is doing and stuff like that. You can say, like, oh, you don't like what they're doing, but, like, criticize and talk about, oh, I'm a boycott Raw and I'm a boycott SmackDown and stuff like that. That's just one person. That's not going to help them because they got a lot of people that's watching them and
like
what
they're
doing.
The WWE is a worldwide publicly traded company. They have viewers from every single country watching their product. You think one person is going to hurt them? No.
No.
It takes a nation of millions to hold me back. It takes a nation of millions to hold me back.
If you want to start a whole boycott Raw movement, I challenge. As a matter of fact, I'm challenging you right now. Start a boycott Raw movement and take it worldwide. And when you take it worldwide, then you can come back and talk, and you can brag all you want to us about how we're marks and we're dumbasses and we're stupid and we're this and we're that. And hell, if you do that, I will quit watching wrestling forever. I will quit the wrestling business, and I will quit watching wrestling forever.
Seriously?
Whoa.
I'm so sure.
You don't need to go that far,
I'm so sure that if you take this, if you start a boycott Raw movement and you take it worldwide and you get the whole world involved, I'm talking every country, then I will not watch wrestling ever again. I will quit my job. I will quit watching wrestling. I will sit at home and I will be a fat, lazy fuck.
I don't think you will.
All I want is to be respected, but you guys ain't giving me none.
You
don't respect us.
You started it.
No, we didn't start it. We were just saying our opinions, and when everybody gang up on you about their opinions, you going cold.
Let me rewind.
Excuse me?
When you first called in to the show not long ago, I was not calling you names. I was not insulting you. I just said, hey, we have you on the show. I will give you a chance to say what you want to say. The floor is yours. Go ahead and say what you say. Did I not do that?
Yeah, you did. Whatever.
You see what I'm talking
about? Now you're disrespecting him.
Now you're disrespecting me. And like
hey,
I said.
Hey, you started this months ago, right? On Facebook. You started this months ago.
You insulted
Wait,
my best
you
friend.
Now you remember him.
Yeah, you know exactly who I am. You insult my
best
friends in the wrestling
friend.
Business. You insult the people that helped get my foot in the door so I can get noticed by this business.
That's your problem.
When you insult them and you insult my, I'm proud to call them my mentors or soon-to-be mentors, when you insult them and you insult my best friends and the people that helped me become a better person and become a better wrestling fan, of course I'm
your mentors.
Yes,
I,
you
I, did. I never
did. I'm
that.
Going
there
to get involved.
Line.
And I'm
you,
going to jump behind
again,
them because those are my brothers.
If you want Fox News.
I will jump behind them like I jump behind John Cena.
Hey, if you want to jump behind the homeless Power Ranger, that's on you. Go ahead. Go
Wait,
ahead.
Is that all you all got right, just calling, right, saying the same thing that
enough,
everybody
you,
else is saying about him? Like, at least come up with something original.
And you see, I say all that, and all you heard was John Cena. You see that, Arturo? I said all that, and all he heard was John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm just telling you this right now. Sooner or later, Cena's gonna turn on you, all right? Do you really think he gives a damn about you? All right? If he really cares about you, why doesn't he give you the billions of dollars
yeah.
that he makes?
I actually do think he gives a damn about me.
Yeah,
do I think he gives
a damn
about you?
Fans.
I'm not sure.
Whether you like him or not, he does give a damn about the fans.
No, The Rock.
Now, whether he give a damn about you individually, I'm probably not sure.
You may not like me when I say this, but I don't think The Rock does care about his fans. Well, not all of them, just some of them. Just put it that way.
The Rock does care.
Okay, I just got what Clinton posted last week where he said he didn't bring Brianna or anything else into it, and this is exactly what he wrote. You want to apologize like nothing happened, like you didn't embarrass me, and I'm going to come down there and work for you. I'm not coming back. And now, thanks to the magic of the internet, I'm going to show the whole world why I'm the unscripted, uncensored, loose cannon of commentary. 6 months ago, WFSO called me. I didn't call this company because I was looking for a job. I didn't need a job. WWE called me because they had humiliated and fired again Brianna Liggins. So there you go. You mentioned it. Funny that. So I get Brianna's spot, and from week one, week after week, I've got an ongoing lecture about the differences in professional wrestling and sports entertainment. I'm not allowed to say pro wrestling. I'm not allowed to say wrestlers. I have to say sports entertainment and refer to the wrestlers as superstars. I'm told to deliberately ignore the moves and the holds during the matches so I can tell stories. Well, ignoring the moves and the holds is damn insulting to athletes, the wrestlers, not the entertainers, who live their families 300 days a year to ply their craft in that ring. Well, you know what? I'm sick of sports entertainment, and most of all, I'm sick of you fans who actually buy into that crap. This sports entertainment circus. I never needed this job. I don't want this job anymore. I quit. And AJ's response was, that's okay, Clinton, because you're fired. So, you know, you didn't say that. And there's also another post in WFSO where you came out and apologized. And you only actually apologized when Sean, who's a good friend of ours, said to you, don't you dare disrespect Hazel and AJ again. And that's when you said that you apologized. So you need to really remember exactly what Chris has said, that on the internet, everything's out there. That was unedited. Those were your words. And, you know, you can carry on with everything you want to say. We never came to you, actually, Clinton. I can actually remember you coming to us over a year ago saying, can I be a part of WFSO? And every time we've kicked you out for your attitude, you've come crawling back. I had a friend's request from you last week that I just ignored and made it so that you can't friend's request me again. AJ's got the message from you where you messaged him last week apologizing, saying, please tell Hazel that I'm sorry for what I said. I didn't mean it. So now you go back on your word. So, you know, just remember those things because we'll come at you with facts and things that you have said. You know, you want to go on and on about knowing the business? Well, you probably know about one millionth of what goes on. So, you know, I'm done with dealing with you from now, Clinton, and you can carry on saying anything that you like about me because, to be perfectly honest, I ship bigger turds than you. And that's basically the God's honest truth. And the fact of it is as well, Clinton, is that I don't need you. I don't even particularly like you, and I have never liked you. I think you're a whiny little brat. So on that note, peace out, bitches.
And let me also say this, Clinton. You claim, do you think you're smart? You're smart, right? You're smart, right?
Let me say this. Like, everybody and their mama going to think they're smart, of course.
You're smart, right, Clinton?
Wait, did he hung up on you?
I think he did.
Sorry.
He hung up.
Let me borrow a little page out of his book. The Rock thinks Clinton is totally lame. How did this chump get to have some shame? Chris F. has to sing, aw shucks, cause Clinton doesn't rock. No, he totally sucks. That's right now.
Hello?
Oops, he's back.
Now,
he hung up.
You know what? Fuck y'all. Alright. Fuck off.
No,
hey, Clinton.
Fuck yourself.
Hang on.
Probably...
I got a question to, I got a question to ask him. Clinton. You're smart, right?
Fuck yourself. Fucking bastard.
You're smart. It's a yes or no. You're Clint. You're smart, right?
Put them
well, at the end. At the end of the day, let's see. Which one of us was asked to host this radio show? If you're so smart, then how come they didn't ask? If you're so smart, then how come Archerelle and Hazel didn't ask you to host this show?
Because you're the number one ass kisser. That's why.
Oh my God! No, dang why I picked him. I picked him because I like his opinions, and it needed to get out there.
Because the thing, because he's just a nut, because he's just a another mindless teenage virgin. Is that right?
And honestly, Clinton, with the way this is going for me right now, I hope that someday maybe I can turn this into a living, because I love doing this.
I doubt it.
Oh, you
I
doubt it.
You will. Yeah.
You never know.
You just spoke on the wheel. All you're doing is just lying in Mystery Man's pockets. He doesn't give a damn.
Wait. Mm. Are you kidding me? If I didn't care, I wouldn't ask him to do this show.
I thought we were here to talk about. I thought we were going to talk about WrestleMania.
You want to change the subject? Fine, change the subject.
Now you
want to
talk about WrestleMania.
Go ahead.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
this is a WrestleMania-related show. Go ahead and say. Go ahead and talk about what you want to say about WrestleMania, and then we'll say what we need to say about WrestleMania after you say it.
All right. All right. Are you going to let me speak?
Quiet, aren't I?
Well, shut the fuck up and listen.
You know what? You little son of a bitch.
You know what?
You lucky I'm not in California right now to whoop your ass for talking trash.
Now, we're trying to be respectful, Clinton, all right? You said you wanted to speak. Now fucking speak, all right? We're quiet. We're
right.
Letting you
if
speak.
You,
don't push our button.
You're right on the back off. If I were in Milwaukee, I'd slap the lips off his face.
You won't do a damn thing.
All right.
You have got to be kidding me.
At WrestleMania, Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family is gonna physically end the Cena era. All right, Cena will fall to the knees of Bray Wyatt. The machine
Mark.
Will come down.
Mark.
Wait, let him speak.
All right.
It's just going to be beautiful. In the ring, Wyatt owns Cena. On the mic, he owns Cena. And you know what else? People cheer Wyatt. People boo Cena. You know why? Because they hate him. All right, he's a boring piece of trash. I don't know if he was as boring as the Miz was. You know the Miz couldn't know a wrist lock from a wristwatch. Duke can't wrestle
the
way
out of a bag.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me.
Keep on going.
All I want is for the Wyatt family to defeat John Cena at WrestleMania 30. All right. Also, I want Daniel Bryan to win. And hold up. How come Dean Ambrose and B. Lance aren't defending the championships? All right. If AJ Lee has to lose her title, let her lose it to either Naomi or Natalya. Or Tamina, it makes very sense. I mean, Naomi's married to one of the Usos. The Natalya, she's basically born in the business. Tamina, you know, she's the Usos' cousin, and she's a Rock's cousin in a way.
Wait. You said Natalya is a Uso cousin?
No, I said Natalya is basically, she's the princess of the Hart family. Pay attention now.
You didn't.
And by the way, people, we are taking
that,
this show into overtime. Hang on, let me say something real quick, people. By the way, people, we are taking the show into overtime again, so if you want to listen to the full episode, you can download it at iTunes. Our show will tell you more
or
about this later.
Or just go on blogtalkradio.com and look for Smarts List or WFSO Presents the Smarts List to listen to it.
You've been a wonderful audience, and we hope you guys continue to listen to this. Anyway, keep on going, Clinton.
No, also, I know the Usos will retain. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You know, the Undertaker will most likely win. And please, for the sake of God, do not. Daniel Bryan defeats Triple H, and then he goes on to become the WWE World Champion.
Common sense will tell you that that's going to happen, Clinton. You don't get a gold star for having common sense.
What?
I said common sense will tell you that that's what's going to happen. You don't get a gold star for having common sense.
I think I know that.
Mainly he's just saying that everybody know that it's going to happen.
Some things are just meant to be, all right? Some things are just meant to be.
Like we didn't say it wasn't meant to be.
You were meant to be.
That better be in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm saying that on behalf of them.
You know, AJ and Hazel, they were meant to be together. You know, just like I was meant to be part of Team Bring It because I like The Rock.
I'm sure
yeah,
nine times
sure,
out of ten, if The Rock heard this, he would think you're a jackass. So, because even The Rock can't stand your fans.
Last time I checked, you're not on his PR team. You don't speak for him, all right? Hell, you want to speak for Cena?
Mark.
Hell, if Cena met you, probably wouldn't like you. Because nobody likes a suck up or an ass kisser. All right?
Mark.
No one likes someone who always follows the herd. Stand out.
Mark, say what you're going to say, Artro.
No, I was going to try to listen to what he was saying.
Okay, okay. Let's keep on going, Clinton.
You know, I can go all night.
We'll go all night then. I don't have to go to work tomorrow. We got all night. Come on.
Yeah, I can wait to go to school in the morning, so, keep going.
I'll just kick back, relax, and just listen to you make a complete ass of yourself. So come on.
You know, Chris, I would love for you to come to Los Angeles.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. So I could break your jaw.
No, you. Trust me, no, you would not.
You're going to walk in a body bag.
Dude, you just going to just threaten somebody and we would just let you get your time to speak? Like, threatening people ain't going to help.
You made fun of me. You made this personal. All right, you made this personal. And believe me when I say this, for everything you do in life, that's...
Let me tell you something.
How did he make it personal?
And let me tell you, karma's going to come for you. All right? Until you do right by me, everything you touch will self-destruct. I'm just saying.
Do right by you. I don't do right by hardly any fans nowadays. The only wrestling fan that I do right by nowadays is myself. And that's for a damn good reason.
You're selfish. Right?
I got reasons, and I got real reasons. Artrell knows what those reasons are.
You're a fraud. You're just like John Cena. You're a fraud. Because
nine times out of ten, if I see fans like you at a wrestling show, you better stay away from me. Because you will get screamed at, and if you so much as even provoke me, you will get knocked on the ground.
And if you so much as touch me or utter my name, you're going to get the lip slapped off your face.
Well, I have a song to sing you. How's that song go? What's that song I played earlier? Oh, yeah. Hey, little mama. Ain't gotta ask me if I want to. Tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. Cause I can always see the five stars when I'm on you. Actually, I don't want to be on you, but. Cause now you got me hopped up on that. We should switch the lyrics to that song. To Push a Love Girl for this broadcast and just dedicate it to Mr. Clinton Yuba.
Like, I haven't heard that song, so I wouldn't know, like, all of it.
I played it earlier. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Let me see right here right quick. Are those songs done processing? Nah, not yet. Man, I got something for him.
Well, anyways, he said he can go all night, so if you want to keep talking, just let him keep talking.
All right, well, let's keep talking. I got nothing but soda, time, and energy right here. I'll be relaxed. The phone will be right next to my ear. So, Mr. Clinton Yuba, ladies and gentlemen, he has something he would like to say to the WFSO world and wrestling fans all over the world as well as WWE fans. Clinton, my not brother, the stage is yours.
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yep.
Where he is this? Wait.
Hang on, guys. Hang on. What's this?
You're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. I'm doing you all night, scratches up and down my back to get my ride on, hey.
Well, I'm going to mention something. Anyway, on next week's right. WFSO Aftermath episode, we're going to announce the results of our award show.
Mm-hmm.
From Wrestler of the Year to Tag Team of the Year, Pay-Per-View of the Year, and all that good stuff. So tune in to this Monday show for the results.
And it will also be the night after WrestleMania 30. Where
right.
We're all having huge WrestleMania hangovers.
Exactly.
Hey, Glenn, you still there? Well, hang on. I got a couple of people that would like to talk to you. Hang on a second.
I don't want to talk to them.
Is this Quentin Yuba?
No, this is not Quentin Yuba. This is Dante Johnson.
I thought your name was Darnell.
check out, buddy. This guy is not Quentin Yuba. He's got a different name. Say something. Whatever you talk.
No, Chris, go kill yourself. All right, go fucking shoot yourself. All right, go shoot your fucking self.
Everybody's if they're like a big wrestling fan, everybody is a mark. Although I hate the word, I can't stand the word, but it's true.
Mark? Isn't that what this guy is?
No, that's what your
mom
is.
My mom?
Some people that like his opinion, they probably would say he's a mark, but if the people that don't like his opinion, they'll call him a smark.
This is Smart Mark Radio. Absolutely. I think. I think we're talking to a smart. Whoa.
You know, Chris, someone was right about you. You are nothing but a tool. Crazy, man.
Who calls him a tool?
Sewing. Sewing cat.
Wait, who calls him a tool?
Suing. On Facebook, that kid suing. Suing? Or something like that.
Huh?
You ever heard of the Wrestling Council?
Wait.
Davis, I can't hear him.
No, you said something about, you say he's part of a fan council. What fan council?
Probably can't hear because you have seen a dick in your ear.
Put him some butthead. Give me that phone. Hey, you little bastard. You don't know nothing about wrestling. Babes and Butthead have 10 times more the education than your sorry ass does and your little brain. And you need to stop copying your butt on my keyboard machine. You understand that? Repeat that to me. You will not copy your butt again. You will not copy your butt again. Say it again. I said, repeat after me. You will not copy your butts again. You and your little friend.
Oh my
and stop
God.
Coming to my house and watching my sister take a shower. She has a boyfriend, and he's ready to file. Hang on a second. She has a boyfriend,
oh,
and he's ready to file a restraining order on you and get the police involved. Do you understand me?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I got to do this video for my predictions on WrestleMania 30, and it'll be on YouTube, so watch out for it. It'll be up tomorrow.
Be sure to check that out, people. Somebody else has something to say. Can I please get him on the phone? It's Beavis and Butthead's principal. Mick Vicker, come on. Smart's really supposed to talk to you. Clint Juba. You little bastard! You need to stop disrespecting these fine people. You don't know anything about wrestling. You little bastard! You
now their principal.
I'm sorry. I'm so stressed out. Clinton Yuba, you go to my office right now.
Mr. Vicker, are you all right?
Shut up, you old bastard. Let me handle this. Archrell Jones, you are a fine, fine, fine man. And that girl that you have is very, very lucky, if anything. You've already achieved Beavis and Butthead's dream of scoring. Now I'll let you get back, Chris. Go smart yourself.
I don't know
yourself.
What to say after that, but thank you.
Thanks, Big Vicker. Okay, what were we talking about?
He was saying he can go all night, and I think he told you that you got John Cena's dick in the air.
Really?
Yeah. All right,
really
let me
not.
Remind you of something, all right? Let me remind you something. All right, a few years back, right, your group was nothing. Your group was nothing. And that was only until, like, I came there, and then I took pity on you guys, and I made you something, all right? All right? I made you something. So I'm just going to tell you this right now.
Wait.
Are you
Who's
going
group?
To apologize
Who's group?
To me? Yes
Wait. Hold on. Whose group?
Which one?
I said, are you going to apologize to me? Yes or no?
Will you stop quoting
wow.
The Rock, you little mark? You are such a mark. You are a mark to this.
Wait,
you are.
Wait, I want to know what group he's talking about.
Okay, yeah, tell us what group he's talking about.
Yeah, because Chris got his own group, too.
If anything, Archero does a better job of keeping it active than I do because I'm always not always on there.
So which group are you talking about?
Playing with your little scene. Planting your little Cena action figures, huh? Oh, that's so cute. That's so precious.
What group are you talking about?
Does he know?
Tell us the name of the group that you are talking about.
One moment, please. You know, Chris, for me, I never did like you. All right, I never did like you. You were always a huge pain in my ass. From the wrestling
yeah,
realm?
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah, thank you very much. You're not the first one, and you're probably not going to be last one, I'm sure. Oh, but I have a better thing. I have, you know what, guys? Clinton, he actually really deserves to be in the wrestling business. And somebody who is so deserving to be in the wrestling business as him deserves his own special theme song. You want to know what that theme song is?
What's that?
There you go.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you. There's no mystery, what's on your mind? Something in the way I move must make you crazy. It's a mystery, I don't know why.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting your new theme song, Clinton.
Is he calling you a Bella twin? But anyways, back to what we were saying. What group you were talking about?
Yes, what group were you talking about? We have, like I said, nothing but time, money, and energy. Actually, yes, I do not have to go to work tomorrow, like I said, so I can sit here all day.
I'd say I ain't got to go to school till later.
Mm-hmm. So let's just get back, relax. This episode might go all night. And it is WrestleMania week, so...
Yeah, that's just Block Talk Radio half the time. Money.
Well, hell, they're going to love me by the time I'm done with this episode.
Probably will from last week.
Well, did they hate you last week? Did they hate us?
I don't blame them for hating you.
Hey, Clinton.
If someone doesn't agree with you, you just scowl at them, you hurt their feelings, you belittle them. You guys are bullies. You guys are so insensitive. All right, you hurt my feelings, and I don't appreciate that.
You have feelings?
You hurt our feelings, for one.
You started it.
Thing.
Nobody didn't start it. We let you say your opinion. Then when we were saying ours, you start calling people names.
You guys disrespecting me.
You know what? And I'm going to quote on something you just sent me. Well, Clint Uba knows all the divas, but one thing, she's the best. The one who wears the ugly hood and has the big floppy breast. And you're talking about me. You say, I'm so ugly, make you cry. When you're running down the people, I know your secret fears. Your fat covers up your little penis, which you haven't seen in years. He hasn't seen it. Nope, he hasn't seen it. Not in years. He hasn't seen it. Come on, everybody. In years. That's the prophetic little rant that I ever heard. Dude, like, you're number 20 years old, and you still trying to come from boy to man. And I think you still in that boy mold. You are not a man. Like I said to you yesterday, do you pay your own bill? Do you have
yes,
your
I
own
do.
Place? Do you
yes,
have...
Do.
Do you,
well, do you
do
pay
you
any kind of bill?
Job? Do you even
yes,
have
I
a
do.
Job?
Yes, I do.
Professional. Where you work?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do have
oh,
a
that's
job.
A good one. Professional mama's board. That's a good one.
Actually, I do have a job. Look, why don't you go ask your mom? And ask Chris's mom as well.
No, I'll just ask your mom first.
As a matter
of
fact,
No, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'll ask his mom first about the job he has. Then maybe I'll swing around and show her the magic show.
But don't worry. Don't worry.
Since you
want to
get on mama's show. Hey, since you want to get on mama's, you started it.
And then after that, remember, she's like a doorknob. Everybody gets a turn.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. After you get pricked by my cactus, I'll let you play with my prairie dog.
Yo, Clinton, it just has to be said, you may want to make fun of people with little dicks, but obviously you're just recording what you see in the mirror every day, because trust me, when it comes to AJ, there's no complaints here, because he proves all black men
no,
right.
No, 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 no,
young and hung, unlike you, which you are just full of fun with a small dick.
All right, you hurt my son so much, I have no answer. All right, shoot. I will not tolerate this. I will not be disrespected.
Dude, you're doing it yourself. And you know what? You send me this PM or whatever. That just proves that you just started it first.
No, you got started last week when y'all disrespected me.
No, we only said our opinion. That's all we did. And you belittling everybody that has something to say. So you're the immature one that start disrespecting people first. And it's all up on recording on live internet radio. that you did start it first, and I bet you if I play it to a whole bunch of people, they can tell who started it first.
Bias, just plain bias. Everybody's
no, you're biased.
Everybody's picking on me.
No, nobody's biased. You're biased. We just have our opinion, and you know what? We have our opinions open with an unbiased mind, and we go for what we like and know, not just, oh, I don't like this person because little kids like him, or I don't like this person because he can't wrestle. If people can't wrestle, they would not be in the wrestling business right now.
Are you kidding
not
me?
Not to mention, it's not real so much
young
being able to wrestle.
An ankle lock from an ankle brace. All right.
Dude,
you,
ever
you
since
who,
Extreme Rules 2012, he had been doing a whole bunch of different moves on his own that he probably wanted to do in a long time.
He botched. He botched a hurricane.
How do you
know? Wait.
Have you
ever wrestled in a? Have you ever been in a training to wrestle? Answer my question.
Jamal,
have you ever been training for wrestling? See, he can't even answer my question. No, you haven't.
And I have been
training to be like in a wrestler or whatever, and I also just train just because I like, see how it is. It's not cute.
I don't care.
It's not that easy either.
I know that. If you understand that, you don't deserve to be there. Shoot.
You know what? I may be the dirtiest person what I'm about to say. You don't even deserve a life. Since you want to go there.
Your mother should have left you in the garbage can she found you in.
Or his mama should have just swallowed. Since you want to be dirty like that. But believe me, you want to be dirty, I can be more dirtier. Well, he has nothing else to say, so all I can say is, check. Like they used to say in
I'm going to take this time to be the bigger man and walk away. So that's what I'm going to do.
Of course you won't walk away, because you can't even back up your facts.
Isn't that
you
what you've been
up
doing?
Anything in what you say.
But why don't you back yourself on up to a donut shop or a KFC, all right?
Oh, wow. I would like to go to a KFC. But unfortunately, nobody don't want to hire your ass.
No one's going to hire your ass because you eat all the pies.
All right.
I got a job that works with a restaurant.
Damn,
two, I am a bartender.
And everyone's scaring the kids.
Yeah, you probably be touching them little boys too, don't you? Want to be Judas Priest?
I know people in Milwaukee. All right. They'll find you and they'll kick you straight in your audience.
Like I'm scared. I know everybody from the east side that will decimate whoever you send.
Yep.
So don't even try it.
And don't even get me started about Memphis, Tennessee, dude.
Well, I will whoop the same way Mark Henry whooped Sheamus. Did you see that?
Sure.
Sheamus whooped Mark Henry, too.
I'm talking about the first time, idiot.
Oh, I'm talking about the first time, idiot. Dumbass. Maybe you can pay attention to some of these matches or most of the time. And talk about, oh, John Cena cannot even wrestle. Have you ever paid attention to a match in your life?
Yes, I have. Plenty of them. Some of the great matches of all time.
Okay. Oh, you probably didn't even watch it. Okay, as Extreme Rules, what moves John Cena did?
I don't watch him. I don't like him.
I say Extreme Rules, or this past Extreme Rules, what did he do?
I was blinded by his bright red shirt. So
we got the show on DVD. I can go back
that
and
was 2012 he was wearing the red shirt, you dumbass. He wasn't even wearing a red shirt.
Okay, I don't know.
Wait. Let me finish. He was wearing the yellow one. See, that's how much you pay attention.
It's your big head and your little brain.
Oh, my little brain must be more smarter than your dumbass. Smart.
What is it going to take?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have right here the typical average everyday internet smart. The type of wrestling fan that I can't stand and the type of wrestling fan that will also stay away from me. Or I will stay away from them and stay away from me.
Yeah, and the sad thing is I have to go through this with my former best friend because I was always a yes man. I was like, yeah. And plus, he was one of the reasons that I can't stand Triple H.
Oh, Triple H either.
Something we have in common.
They both bury people. They both bury people.
You don't know what that term means, dude. You have no idea what it means to be buried or hawk up a spot. You really do not.
Yes, I do.
No, you do not. You don't. Stop acting like you know. You do not know.
Let me answer the question. What is it to be buried? What do they mean? Well, what does that mean?
What's your definition?
All right. All right. You want to know what it means to be buried?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you what it means to be buried. Hold on.
Well, I have no TV in front of me, so how are you going to show me?
I mean, you know what I mean. Shut the fuck up.
Keep it in your pants.
You're going to tell
Clinton.
Me. Okay. I'm listening.
Keep it in your pants, Clinton.
But anyway, go ahead.
Your mom and your girlfriend. Oh, yeah. You have a finger of his manti tail. And you have an imaginary nutsack.
Ugh, why are you dreaming about somebody's nutsack?
At least my nutsack is getting in some vagina at the end of the day.
You finally have
a woman, and you probably finally broke your virginity. Oh, ain't that so sweet? But anyways, go on.
I mean,
his right hand. That's funny.
I mean, I turned your mom.
Okay, all seriousness, go ahead.
Yep.
Okay.
What does it mean to be buried?
Okay, it's when the worth lowering of a popular wrestler's status is in the eyes of fans is the act of the promoter or booker to lose popularity, forcing him to lose in squash matches.
You are reading something from the internet.
Yep.
No, I'm not.
There you are.
Dude, nobody's that stupid, all right? I've been dealing with fans like you for a long time. I know what they do.
And plus, believe me, I ain't that smart just to say the definition of being buried.
And that's probably not even the real definition either. That's, once again, the internet.
And plus, they probably hold half of these people back because they probably got better plans for them.
Mm-hmm. Or if they had better plans for Booker T as King Booker, bullshit.
Hey, I ain't like that gimmick either, but it was hella funny.
Uncle.
Like, what other gimmick you didn't like?
Mm-hmm. The blue blazer.
You do realize that guy was tragically killed, right?
A.K.A. Owen Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe that. I know that Owen Hart was a man, or the wrestler that I loved and respected. All right,
Owen Hart is rolling over in his grave at the sound of you talking right now.
No. Let him finish. Now go ahead. What you were saying about Owen Hart?
Okay, as I was saying, before I was so rudely interrupted by Christina Fleming.
Shut up.
Owen Hart is a wrestler that I love and I respected. Thing is, he never got the push that he deserved. Vince McMahon made him do an embarrassing gimmick, and it's Vince McMahon's fault that Owen is no longer here with us.
Really now.
Yes,
I admit Vince McMahon did want him to do that gimmick from up there, but Owen Hart could have just said no. and just walked out. But just like how we have to deal with society today, we have to do what our boss wants us to get paid.
If it, hey, morals are more valuable than money. My morals and my beliefs, you can't buy morals than beliefs, all right?
Hey,
can't tell that to a stripper.
Can't buy dignity.
Can't tell that to a stripper.
Everybody's got a price.
Yeah, everybody does got a price.
Well, then shame on them. Shame on them.
You have a price.
No,
Everyone has a price.
I can't be bought. All right.
Well, you said you have a job. You got a price.
Ted
DiBiase said it. And you know why fans hated it? Because it was true. Everybody's got a price.
Yeah.
What do you know about the truth, all right? You lie more than Paul Heyman. I mean, Heyman's an honest liar.
Oh, man, dude, you were just quoting Paul Heyman last week, and now all of a sudden you're calling him a liar?
Excuse me?
You were just quoting Paul Heyman. You were just quoting Paul Heyman last week, his shoot from 2001, and now you're calling him a liar this week?
No, he wasn't lying about that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say he lied about everything. I mean, everybody lies.
You just called him a liar.
But
the quote you said that Reza had read earlier, actually, somebody else said that quote, too. And
what?
I've been, like, getting hassled over it because, like, did you know Joy Styles said that same quote that Clint did? Like, no. I didn't know that. Believe me, I had a lot of people just saying that.
Hey,
I have that on DVD,
hey,
too. I can go back and watch it.
Hey, when you see a good example, you got to follow it. Shout out to Joey Styles. I love that guy, Joey Styles.
He don't love you.
Well, apparently you took the quote from him, according to everybody.
Hey, it was just borrowing, okay?
Okay, borrowing.
Do you like the way Vince McMahon stole Paul Heyman's ideas? What do you got to say about that?
He stole Paul Heyman's ideas where Vince McMahon put his own money towards ECW before he brought it out again. Not the ECW that started in 2006, but the ECW beforehand. Vince McMahon, and I think it was in 96 or 97 that he put his own money to it. To ECW.
Please.
That's true.
Are you kidding me?
It's true.
I'll find out. You know what? I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I'm just going to find out myself if he really did that, okay? I'm going to find out myself.
Yeah, go right over here. Vince McMahon even admitted himself.
Yeah. What about the humiliations he put Jim Ross through?
Jim Ross agreed to it.
Don't people have any morals these days?
No, speak for yourself.
Doing whatever to make the show real good and plus get that money.
Oh, by humiliating people?
Huh. Hey, sometimes we got to do what we don't want them to do to make that money, get paid top dollar.
Make that money.
But check this out also. Like, people got to do what they're supposed to do, especially if they want to get a raise and a better promotion in a job. Jim Ross was like a regular commentator, and before he had decided he's going to step down from wrestling, he was in the talent relations department. So all that embarrassment and all that stuff he did got him promoted.
It's not big anymore. So you can take your promotion. You can take your promotion and hit the road.
Well, that's your opinion. So if, like, you don't want to do what you need to do to get the promotion, then don't take it. That's you.
Exactly. I'm gonna have my morals. If you ain't want me,
I mean, I hear. Oh, thank you.
Well, you don't want to give up your morals. That's you. If you like the position that you're in at the moment and don't want something in the future, then that's you. If you're just happy about that, more power to you.
No, but you know me, I'm a proud man. I will not give up my dignity, my pride.
That even
no
someone
money.
Told you? Now that somebody told you, wait, hold on. Now that somebody told you to run outside with just your underwear on for $1 million, you wouldn't do that.
Shit, I would.
It wouldn't.
And another one. If Vince McMahon came up to you right now and said you need to run out there, although this won't happen, just run out on stage on Raw, butt naked, and he'll pay you, like, $10 million. Would you do it?
What part of hell to the no, don't you understand?
No, I'm just giving you examples. And this is why it's, some people do what they do.
Brian Kendrick
like,
did
I'll
it.
Run out there. Like, who in here in this group right now would not run outside naked for $10 million and they had a cash in hand?
Shit, I would.
You have no morals. You have no self-respect. Shame on you. I mean, how do you look at yourself in the mirror every day?
Wait. She didn't answer either. I already Hazel answered. She said she would.
Who would?
I was talking about Rainey would do that if she was get paid $10 million from Vince McMahon just to run out there naked, would she?
No morals. That's the problem with y'all. No home training.
She didn't answer the question yet. We're waiting.
No home training.
I would.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying you're probably going to answer.
Go
ahead. Understand. Hey, if that's more money enough that you are set for life, why not do it?
Yeah, I know, for sure.
I can do with one humiliation moment just to be set for life.
Better than having none. And
right. It's better than being broke.
Excuse me, ma'am. Who are you?
I'm Chris's friend that comes on and talks and stuff like that, so.
Yeah,
what's,
she is.
What's
his
your name?
His co-host.
She's my weekly co-host.
You have a nice voice. What's your name? You have a nice voice.
My name is Rainey, and thanks very much. So.
Rainey? Like the rain? Rainy?
Yep.
How you spell that?
Rain with an I at the end of it.
That's correct.
Is that name like Native American or something?
What was that?
Your name Rainey, R-A-N-I. Is that like Native American or something?
I don't know. I know I have maybe a quarter. I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, you 25% Native American?
Something like that.
Probably be liking them free money that you be getting, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, if it wasn't for the Native Americans, we wouldn't have America. But on back to the lesser at hand. Oh God, just call it Snoop Dogg. But anyways. I know we were still on about wrestling and all that good stuff. So And I know earlier he predicted on who he wants to win, so did we name?
I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect him or anything, but if he doesn't watch John Cena matches, then how is he going to watch Bray Wyatt, you know, beat John Cena?
Jim, I'm that's for me to find out, Rain. I can figure that out, Rain. I just want Bray, like, last week I just said that what I want is for Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family to destroy John Cena in his career. And then they all get mad at me. Tell me, oh, you're disrespecting the business. How am I disrespecting the business when I just don't?
Nobody's going to get mad at you if you end up proving right that Bray Wyatt does win the match. Because in my honest opinion, that match can go either way.
And sorry to say, brother, but she's on our side, not yours.
I didn't ask what size she was, all right? Okay, she can see for herself. And when I want your opinion, I'll just slap it out of you. How about that?
That would be the last thing you would ever do if you actually did do that.
You ever try to put your hands on me, I will break your arm. I will rip your head off.
I'm not gonna put my hands on you, dude. All you have to do is just give me that one little piece of physical motivation, and boom, I got a free one-way ticket to open up a can of whoop ass on your sorry ass.
Well, you know, you can take that can of whoop ass. You can shove it straight up your ass. How about that?
Would you like? Are you volunteering to do that?
I don't fear men.
But do you love men?
I don't fear anybody but God. I hear no evil. I see no evil. I speak no evil. I fear no evil.
So you see. So that means. But do you see big penises at night?
Who is that laughing?
That's her.
Whatever.
But anyways, as I was saying, like, that match can go either way. Cause
yes.
Either way, they're going to continue the match at Extreme Rules.
Yep, and then the Walker is going to hurt Cena again. And again.
My thing is, if Bray Wyatt wins at WrestleMania, John Cena is going to win at Extreme Rules. Because at Extreme Rules, he's undefeated.
And here's a little thing that you are forgetting to notice, Clinton, that you don't notice. Whether John Cena wins or he loses, he's still in the main event.
He shouldn't be in the main event. Dolph Ziggler should be in the main event. Dean Ambrose.
What?
I mean, John Moxley, Tyler Black. They should even have interviewed B. Winston.
You're muffled. Can't hear you.
No. He was saying that there's other people that should be main event, like Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins.
How do you know they won't be in the future?
John Moxley. And Tyler Black.
Yeah, we know who Tyler Black is. Seth Rollins.
He's always Tyler Black to me.
Huh?
Listen, he said he'll always be Tyler Black to me.
You gotta love Ring of Honor. But anyways, go ahead.
Shoot. Why hasn't Dolph Ziggler get put? Why ain't Dolph Ziggler in the main event? Is it because Vince McMahon doesn't know what makes a superstar in 2011? He's going to punish me for liking pro wrestling, so he forces John Cena down my throat.
Right. You have the option of changing the channel, dude. Nobody's forcing anything down your throat.
But let me ask some... let me ask you this question.
Bye-bye.
Why do you think Jesus hung up?
Didn't he say bye-bye or something?
It sounded like he did. Well, only Chris would know if he can watch the board.
He's still there. Well, I guess we will take a short break, and we will come back with Clinton Yuba, Artrell Jones, and Randy Newman on this late, very late episode of WFF So Presents the Smarks List with your host, me. We will be right back after these short tunes. Smarts List. I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, the man, the myth, the legend, and we are here with Randy Newman, Artrell Jones, and Clinton Yuba, who is a special guest that we had last week, but requested a second chance to tell his side of the story and his theory on WrestleMania. And this is actually an overtime episode tonight, which we are actually having a great time doing because it is WrestleMania week. It is an exciting week for all of us. For those of you who don't know, WrestleMania will be this Sunday live on Hulu and the WWE Network. And also, the night before, the Hall of Fame ceremony will be on the WWE Network as well. And an hour before that will be the Hall of Fame red carpet. So I hope you guys tune into that. Be at your fullest energy on Sunday because it is going to be one big roller coaster ride. And anyway.
Oh, yes, it is.
So anyway, back to the show.
But if he's still on air, it's like.
Are you still here?
My question. Oh, yeah. My question is, what do you say to a fan that says Brock is going to beat the streak this Sunday?
Huh?
Don't get your hopes up.
Hopes up for what?
No. I'm just saying, what will you say to a fan that says Brock is going to beat the streak this Sunday?
You know what I'd say?
What?
Whatever.
Say whatever.
Yeah, you know, everybody has their opinion. I have mine. I just say whatever. I don't care about what other people think.
But
why do you
are you going
whatever?
But the thing is, are you going to agree with them or disagree with them?
I'll disagree concerning the fact that you know, this streak is so prestigious, and you know, Vince will not let the streak die. And speaking of this man kind of reminds me of Don King. They're both shady motherfuckers.
Oh, you talk about us?
No, I said Vince.
Oh, Vince McMahon.
Please pay attention.
All right? Don't start to travel with insults, dude. Just say, hey, that's not what I said. I said Vince McMahon.
Sorry, irritating you. Okay, as I was saying. Wow, I was so rudely interrupted. Vince McMahon is just like Don King. You know why? Because they're both shady, evil sons of fish bastards.
Wait, explain how.
Please do. Enlighten us.
Mm-hmm. The amount of lies that they've ruined.
Okay, lies they ruined, like, who?
Well, this man spit on Bret Hart's legacy. At the 97 Survivor Series. That's what the Montreal Screwjob. Vince took Hulk Hogan's blood.
Don't start quoting wrestling.
And Bill Titan Tower.
No. Let him finish.
All right.
He stole Shawn Michaels' smile. He bought himself an airplane.
With WWE all over it.
Yeah. And you know what else he also did? He put Owen Hart through an embarrassing gimmick and caused Owen Hart's demise. Right? And you know it. You know it.
You said it already. So, in other words, he screwed Bret Hart and killed the demise of Owen Hart, used Hulk Hogan's blood to get himself an airplane, and...
With WWE all over it.
And you said something about HBK or something like that?
Oh, smile. Pay attention.
Okay.
You know Vince McMahon's father? Vince McMahon's father. All right, he went around the country, shook the hand of every promoter. Every promoter. He promised he wouldn't compete against them. And when he passed away, you know, he competed. All right? He broke the rules. He commercialized it. He ran all the other companies into the ground, stole all their ideas, and made himself a billionaire. And that's why I hate Vince McMahon
So Vincent Mann can just go fuck himself.
Okay, so Vince McMahon cheated when it came to promotion. He killed Bret Hart. Owen Hart. And he screwed Bret Hart.
Yes.
And he used Hulk Hogan's blood to get himself an airplane.
He also unfairly fired AW.
Oh, Abraham Washington?
Duh.
No, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Because you could be talking about AWA, or Antoine Walker, or just anything. So I'm just making sure. But anyways, I can understand why I do disagree that he shouldn't have fired Abraham Washington because of something he said. And
the funny thing is,
a lot of people say that quote. Hell, I said that quote about Kobe Bryant.
So do I. He's my favorite NBA player.
And the thing is, I agree with you with that they shouldn't fire Abraham Washington. I do agree with you on that. With the Bret Hart situation, the thing with that was Bret Hart didn't, like you saying, like he didn't want to, he had some dignity and he didn't want to get embarrassed in front of Montreal.
Exactly, his home country, all right? I'm surprised they made it out alive. I mean, because to be quite honest, they shouldn't have made it out alive.
But with the Montreal screw job, he thought he did what was best for the business. And since Bret Hart didn't want to do what he wanted to do.
Wait, hold on.
Because if he didn't want to do what Vince McMahon wanted to do, that's what Vince McMahon thought that was best for him, is to do that. But they got over it and they moved on. Wait, hold on. Because the thing is, they move on from that. The Bret Hart, the Owen Hart incident, it sucks that it had to happen, but only thing we can say is, like, respect Owen Hart and just remember the matches he had in the past. And
exactly.
As for
the Black
and
Hart.
And as for Hulk Hogan.
And the Nation of Domination.
Wait, Nation of Domination?
Yes, he was part of the Nation of Domination. Man, come on now. Where have you been? Wake up, Arturo.
No, I'm just trying to listen to what you said. I know he was part of the Nation of Domination. And they had a war against DX. I know that.
Oh, that was a class. That was beautiful. Especially when DX imitated them.
Yeah, that was hella funny. But with the Owen Hart situation, like, I don't know at that time that what Vince McMahon was thinking, but, yeah, maybe.